I know that that was a conversation that Ivor wanted to have with all the groups, that maybe something could come together for insurance. But then our insurance company came through and said, well, you can have meetings.
Yeah.
We'll cover your meetings.
Meetings in the hall.
Yeah.
But this is
but
different.
But that's not their insurance
this
to operate.
No,
stuff like
no
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great idea if everybody could come together. All
our groups, yeah.
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 Right.
All right. Then how are we feeling?
Well, still, I appreciate everything that
somebody want to make a
said,
motion.
I still don't know.
I tried.
Oh, well, absolutely. We can't blame you for trying. Yeah,
so
like
years past, the village has only donated $300.
Can I, may I interrupt for a moment for where to help
part
out?
Of the discussion, please.
Yeah, I need to, I think I should show just the council some numbers that they're working with to help them, because they have to make this choice and there's another agenda item. So I'll just show this to the three of you quickly. I don't know that you've all seen this. So basically, this will just take a moment. Okay, so actually, do you two just mind coming around Aaron for just a moment here? So basically, you recall it as a strawberry tea. So this is a certain budget called this, and this was taken off, obviously. This is what's remaining. This is unrelated, but this certain group decided they want to do their be self-sufficient. So it's an allocation or whatever, but basically if you chose to do this, you have this to work with for everything. For
they're not asking anymore?
At the meeting they declined.
Remember they declined?
Remember they said no.
Well, that doesn't mean they won't come back.
That's true. I took it as they won't. I've only heard that. But you may.
This is 2025.
Just for
budget.
The end of this year, just a few more.
This
months.
Is 2025's budget.
2026 budget can be different. That's on the next council to decide.
Sorry, thank you for indulging. The DVLCP, there's two items.
Well, and I want to talk about that allocation too.
Yeah, but you have to look at both together, because if you use one and all of it on one, you can't do any of that.
Well, council has the ability to approve over and above budget.
Oh, okay.
But allocation for DVCOP, like which account we put it to, was I was going to question putting it to that account.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Teresa.
So? Call for a motion?
Me, myself, like Aaron said, we did say that we would or that we wanted them to, you know, make the CCAN
pretty.
I'm okay with the 2,000. Thoughts? No.
I was just going to ask, is that your motion or is this still a discussing point? Because in my head, I was thinking $1,000 donation. So you're higher than what I was thinking, but.
Is that a motion that you're making?
No, there was a discussion.
We're discussing.
We're still discussing. You know, like
because I don't, in any way that this is worded to me, I don't think it's right. The council's paying for insurance or something that kind of was requested, but I feel that this council could give this group a donation more than the $300 that they've received. over the time that they have been doing this, because it's a big event for this village.
It is. All right, like, it. So okay, we've thrown out our thoughts and everything. Did you want to make a motion?
No, I was going to ask you if you wanted to make your motion. Do you want to make your motion?
All right, I'll move that the village of Longview give Light Up Longview $1,000 donation to support everything that they're doing.
Do we need to specify what it's going, or it doesn't
matter?
For
the cost of the paint for the mural?
Or they just can use it whatever they...
If it's a donation, they can use it for whatever they want.
They can use it for...
You have the choice just to keep it open and leave it up to them or dictate. It's
okay.
Just how you
all
feel.
All right, well, because we have two asks here.
We have two asks.
I'm just asking.
So if I may say, if council does not have a preference between the two asks, then you can just leave it open-ended. I think the point, because you asked me, it would more be if council felt very strongly, this should only go to such and such, then you should say so. But if it really doesn't matter to you, is I think the way you're coming from, if you don't mind me saying, council, is it is kind of just a general donation to be left at the discretion, not to be specific. Thank you for being detailed and full disclosure. So that's the way I was reading a certain comment made.
Yeah.
More of a general.
To me, it's
just open-ended.
Because then if they get other donations that they're waiting for to come in,
they can use it to whatever cost.
Okay. Right? It could
go towards.
So
we'll keep it open-ended. Yeah.
All right.
It's a donation from the village.
All right.
I'm making
the
motion.
I just wanted the clarification.
Yeah. Nope,
thank you.
Discussion around the table. So the motion is that Light Up Longview receive $1,000 in donation from the village.
Plus, we got to thank you guys donate the power too, okay?
We do donate the power.
Do you mind if I ask, because the president knows these numbers, you look at them every month, do you recall how much it is annually for, because you look at those ACE bills all the time?
Oh, the ACE bill, I haven't looked at it for a
while. Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't want to put you on the spot.
What I'm saying is, last year, the winter, you paid a lot in the camp.
Well, we had a lot of heat, yeah.
But that wasn't just from Light Up. That was from other usage.
Light Up is not. We're low on because we're just using LEDs.
Oh,
so it's actually low.
Still, there's a lot of
lights. And it's also used on your building here. We provide lights there. We provide lights on the water and down the street.
So
that wasn't the question. The question was we pay the electrical bill for it all.
Yeah.
When it comes to that point, or time.
All right, $1,000 open donation to Light Up Longview is on the table. All in favor? Carried.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, guys.
Okay. DVCOP, Diamond Valley Citizens on Patrol, RFD.
That was going to close, wasn't it, or not?
Yes, we're going to pause that one because we have to... No?
No.
Not DVCOP.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, rec board and post office.
All right. Yeah.
So, for this one, there's an attached letter from Diamond Valley Citizens on Patrol with their request to council. Now it says in here 8 residents applied and a ninth stepped forward. So that's exciting. We have 9 volunteers that are in the process for training. The request comes for $500 per annum to help with additional expenses and with operations. To bring on board 9 members, which means that the committee, Citizens on Patrol Committee, outfits each volunteer with a t-shirt, a high-vis vest, a hat. Was there anything else? I don't think that's it. That cost alone is $1,000 to the committee for our 9 members. So the ask of $500 is minimal to help them with their startup costs and their operating costs.
And then
I would want that every year.
They
would, moving forward.
Yeah. And so what I've learned from Diamond Valley is that they contribute $500 to the operation of Citizens on Patrol annually, but it's put through emergency services rather than a donation. Those costs. Because they're providing
the accounting thing.
Okay. Because it's a volunteer committee providing safety.
Okay.
Which is where I was going to say we can take it out of the donation bucket.
It's like a program.
Current,
so the $1,000 that it costs, that's to outfit the Longview people and their people?
No, just Longview.
But Diamond Valley is going to throw in $500 to outfit our people?
No.
Because you said...
So Diamond Valley supports the citizen, the Diamond Valley Citizens on Patrol group because of the services that they provide to the municipality of Diamond Valley. So the municipality gives them $500
a year
for operational costs, which includes buying all of the gear.
Okay.
And so using that as an example for Longview to consider doing similar, because Diamond Valley Citizens on Patrol is expanding to include Longview under their umbrella. And so that we can have our own little Longview team that will patrol Longview as well as Diamond Valley. Like, we can share resources. So since the information session, their volunteers have come down to Longview 3 times now on their patrols, and have had contact with people walking the street, people sitting on their front porches, and with people in the campground, educating them on who and what Citizens on Patrol is, and it's been very well received.
It's a great idea, like, concept, all that stuff. I'm trying to remember, and maybe I'm wrong, just thought I asked it. At the beginning, I asked if there would be any cost. And I think the answer was no, only some signage that won't even have our name on it.
So thank you for bringing that up. It is recommended that the village put up Citizens on Patrol signs throughout the village. And Diamond Valley Citizens on Patrol has welcomed the idea and said yes to putting Village of Longview on top and then DVCOP on the bottom.
Because they're our umbrella. We're under their umbrella. So they still wanted their name on it.
For accountability and liability and all of that thing.
Because then
they
we
have
fall under COPA.
Agreed.
Which is the big umbrella.
Yeah.
Still, in the comment, I think, was that there was no charge except for these signs.
Well, and
now all of a sudden we're 2 months into it and there's a $500 now.
Well, they're asking for support because
great,
of what they're doing,
yeah.
Right?
I'm not trying to make a big argument. I'm just...
Yep.
Because I am in favor of this, just to be clear.
You better be.
Can I ask? So the $1,000 that it would cost for our contingent, so 9 members, basically?
Yep. Yeah, it was a quick math, but it was around
like
$1,000
per. It's for
no.
All 9. Okay.
No,
all
and
nine
I mean they do bulk ordering,
right?
Because they never know when you're gonna have new applicants come in. But yeah, it was a rough estimate around the table. I think it's an investment for the village that's well worth it.
Yeah, because we can't always have the peace officers or RCMP here, so these people out also keeping an eye on the village and possible crime, theft, whatever, I think.
Well, and that's the whole premise of Citizens on Patrol, right? Is eyes and ears only. Mm-hmm. There's very strict guidelines in that the volunteers are not to get out of their vehicles at any time. There's no interaction and engagement. It's notify the proper.
You ask if we could do this. Remember I talked to you, was it you, about asking them if we could be on the street sign? You got that?
Yeah, no, we're not allowed.
Yeah, so the village administration will have to look at where it's appropriate to put the signage up, because we have Alberta Transportation has very strict rules about signage along the highway.
It was the question that was presented about if we were to put the speed sign that we have.
Yeah, we'll talk about that offline.
Yeah, no, but it's not.
No.
That
would be great fundraising.
So.
Okay, so is there a motion? Sorry.
No, input, thoughts, input.
Well, thanks for asking. Personally, I think this is one of the greatest things around. It is hard to have 24-hour presence policing. This is almost. It's a very good thing. I think the cost is very low for the benefits in many areas on this. Personally, bottom line, I think it's a very good thing. It's a very good investment on one of the most important topics. I think there is taking care of people's safety. I don't know you can get more important than that. So I certainly would, I don't know what you're asking of me, but that would certainly be in favor.
All right, so I'll make a call for a motion.
I'll make the motion for this financial support of the $500 per annum to assist with the additional expenses and operations.
All favor? All in favor? Carried. Sometimes I talk too fast. So Roy, I'll get the draft for the signage.
Sure.
To you. And you guys can run with it. There was an ask once the printers do it to get an image of it so that it Longview shield sign can be added to the DVCOP paraphernalia. Their brochures and everything.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody could help me with, I don't know any of that detail, just tell me what I need to do. Please.
Yeah. There was conversation at the last DVCOP meeting about including Longview's logo on their brochures, as councils just agreed to support them financially. Can I tag that on in this discussion? I forgot to do that in the beginning, so I'm adding it now.
Do you mind to say it once more? Sorry.
They're looking, they'd like Diamond Valley Citizens on Patrol would like to include the Village of Longview logo on their advertisement information, brochures, publications.
On their.
Okay.
Oh, and it would be given out, like we would have them here as well. Yeah, they want to change their pamphlet that they're doing. So too much information, they think, but they want to make sure that everyone that sponsors is on their thing, because they do have
sponsorship. Yeah.
Yeah. Somewhere here. I don't know.
So, would council be comfortable with Diamond Valley Citizens on Patrol using the village logo?
I'm fine with it.
I'm fine.
Right.
So, do we need a motion for that?
Let's just do it, if you don't mind me.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that the village of Longview give Diamond Valley Citizens on Patrol permission to use the Longview logo.
Okay, are we
within their publications?
Are we adding
it
like
to 11.4? Yeah.
So 11.4A.
It's another
sure.
motion.
Yeah.
Right? It's another
yeah.
motion. Yeah.
So 11.4A. Logo.
The other thing is that they have created a position, so there will be a co-vice president of Diamond Valley that is from Longview, representing Longview. So our voice will be heard at their table, at their executive level, which is good.
And, all right.
So, all in favor for the logo?
Yes.
Carried. Okay. Post office rent decrease. We're going to pause until after our closed meeting discussion.
We got the SDAB.
SDAB 11.6, Village Council, opportunity to join Foothills Country. Or Foothills County, SDAB.
Subdivision Appeals Board.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you want me to comment?
Please.
So, some time ago, this council moved to have us become part of another organization. Things were changing, Diamond Valley related. We proceeded to do that, and there was some communication and timing, and it turns out that we still needed to finalize that, I found out. So in the process of doing that, we had opportunity to just do as originally intended and get it done. However, I found out in the process, it was actually recommended, I'd say, by talking to other municipalities, that what is the SDAB that we are contemplating, and I think Okotoks was involved, is sort of a subset of a full subdivision appeals board process. The portion where they might supply some board members. The way this works is appeals will, say, come up on land developments, and then somebody needs to independently review that, you know, land use bylaws and MGAs, and basically people are treated fairly and so on. So they need some people, and usually with training, to sit and make these decisions. So a group like we were looking at before has a pool of people that you can draw on, because for us in particular, small villages, this rarely happens, and it's almost hard. Well, it is very hard to find, but also why invest when it's maybe 2-3 years between, you know, whatever. It's easier just, and this has been done in the past, just make a phone call by my predecessor, say, to Foothills County, say, hey, there is an appeal that's just come up, you know, 1 every 5 years type of thing, and is there somebody that could help us with this? Somebody with experience from their pool, I'll call it SDBA pool, so they would provide. So that is what was available in what we are looking at. But I found out that Foothills County, who we, you know, do other things with, and they're just very close with us, they have a full process. So what I didn't just take the liberty, I mentioned to council that I was pursuing this, instead of just locking into something that wasn't full, I thought it would be best to, while we're at it, just get in with the full meal deal, and that's what was recommended to. So I, long story short, the manager of legislative services over Foothills County said she'd be willing to check this out with Foothills County Council. And they were indeed open to basically the village joining their SDBA process. So thank you to her. And then the next step then for us is for the council to say, yes, you want to do it now that the door has been opened. And then we can get into just, you know, whether it's an agreement and or, you know, some bylaw, whatever the process is to make that happen. And then we're in. So I recommend that we do this, and I'm thankful to Foothills County and the representative there, the manager of legislative services there, for taking the time and working with us to this. I think it's a good thing. So I ask council to approve that we go and say, yes, we'd like to be part of your SDAB process. And by the way, to be part is a requirement in the province. Yeah. You have to anyways. It was delayed because of timing and working through some things, and it wasn't the top priority for, you know, in other municipalities. Anyways, I have to be upfront here and say, I did kind of push to say if it was possible, can you approach your council, like this is summer and everybody was off, said, do you mind to check if we could still do this before a new council comes in? And the reason was, you are familiar with me, you hired me, and you know I wouldn't have to kind of go through a new kind of explaining things when we've already shared a lot of this. You actually tried to get us to do this earlier a year or so ago. So I just thought it there's so much efficiency and momentum here, it would almost be a shame to just almost restart the process again, whereas if we could get it in. And so we have an opportunity this last council meeting of your term. So that's on me. I did that because I thought it was best. Thank you. So your choice. I ask him.
Now with this membership, we still as a municipality need to find a volunteer to take the training.
You always still need to look for a clerk. And by the way, there is somebody that has expressed interest. I actually put them on hold to check back, and I want to make a note to myself. You can't see this
definitely
name. Just kidding.
To.
Yeah. So, because you know we've searched so hard, and I even took the training, and then I found out during training even municipal affairs wasn't clear that I'm not allowed to even in another municipality as CAO. So yes, sorry. Long story short, we still, no matter which group we're with, we still need to try and find a clerk to represent us. The practicality of it, though, I must say at the same time, as I am reminded by the people I work with, this happens so infrequently.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, yes, you know, there's a legislative requirement, but by the time you take training, invest money, and you know, in 3-4 years, if you use it once, you know, I'm not sure. I won't say any more.
We have to still keep looking. And if anybody's interested in
so
it,
I will follow up on this.
Contact us, and then this helps us if we don't have.
Either way, it helps.
Either
us.
Way,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's so good. I'm glad you brought this up because it reminds me that I had put it on hold. Basically, because I wanted to wait and see this was really going to be something real, you know.
Yeah.
And the fact it's, you know, especially if you approve this, right, then it is something they can kind of sink their teeth into. So, yes.
Okay.
Any other questions or discussions?
No.
I'll make a call for a motion.
I'll make that.
So you're moving that we join the Foothills County SDAB?
Yes, I was just looking for the words for that. Thank
sorry,
you.
Sorry, beat you to it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Or sorry, once you called for that.
I just point of discussion, I'm wondering, is this also part of our intercollaborative framework? Like, how does this fit in there?
It is part of intercollaboration for sure.
Did you get that?
Whether it's specifically named in a certain writing or document, I'll have to look at. But clearly it is exactly an intercollaborative, I mean, municipal.
Well, I think that is coming up for needing to be reviewed anyways, just FYI for future council. Cool. So the motion on the table is from Rose at the Village of Longview, join the Foothills County SDAB. All in favor? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Well,
okay,
if you choose to. Yeah, so
we have to go to a close.
We're going to go to a close meeting,
yeah.
But we will come out of closed, and you're always welcome to rejoin in the gallery when we come out of closed.
Can I ask a question just to Min?
Yeah.
The solar, I predicted that we would pay for it. By now,
do we need
but
to
I have
access or no?
What I'm asking for is the ACE documents for this year to date.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure that it is paid for now.
That's awesome.
That was the prediction. And,
mm-hmm.
and also the magic of this microgen, going forward, when they increase prices, you don't give a damn because you're still producing your own power. So as prices go up, it's going up,
yeah, so,
and you're going to make money on it.
Yeah, thank you. I will follow up for
you.
So
we will now receive revenue.
The
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and that point did come just near the beginning of summer, just for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Payables representative myself were talking about that. Now, an interesting thing is we haven't seen some of the revenue come in yet that normally would be here. You know? So I recall you saying to me before that sometimes these revenue cycles are not necessarily to the month or to the quarter. So,
oh, yeah.
So I'm expecting this is some, you know, at some point in the next few months, I'm hoping to see some more come in. So just that's an aside. But yes, it's been paid. I'll get you some ACE documentation.
Phenomenal. Great.
That's awesome.
And I want to talk to you more about the solar, so I'll be in touch.
Okay.
I want to talk to you more about the solar, so I'll be in touch.
Okay.
Good. Okay, I will move us
to
closed meeting
you.
At 6:52 p.m.
Can we have
you want to? Okay, we'll do a 10-minute recess.
Okay. I'm sorry.
And then we'll come back into closed meeting after the recess.
Thank
so recess is
yeah,
4 years.
Oh, thank you so much.
So we're doing a recess?
What was the time?
So we're going to go into its...
Recess starts when?
6:52.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I will come back from recess into closed.
Yeah, that's okay. We can fix that when you get back.
Okay, we are back from recess at 7:03, and I will move us into closed at 7:03.
7:03.
Okay, so I will bring us out of closed. Lengthy discussions at 8:15. From our discussions, we go back to the agenda and we have the, where's my agenda? What's first? Post office discussion is first, I think. 11.5. So post office discussion is about the contract. And the rate is being requested to be decreased. Is there anything council would like to discuss publicly? I think for me, there's some layers to this topic. I don't think it's an immediate decision. We need to consider decreasing the rent is asking ratepayers to cover the costs when the ratepayers, the village residents, use a fraction of the boxes, to my understanding, versus other users from Eden Valley or the county, along with utilities and all the other costs, and weighing that against the value that having a post office locally brings to the community.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the contract is outdated, and I think that we've given some recommendations to administration, seeing as how the current postmaster doesn't have a signed contract, that would be a next steps to amend the contract and have that discussion with the postmaster. But I'm wondering, in finding funds, whether it be ratepayers of Longview or perhaps the village can work with the postmaster to see if she can get some funds from the county or from Eden Valley to help cover the cost. It's unfortunate that Canada Post isn't willing to fund their postmasters appropriately. But I'm hesitant to make a decision right now. Is there any other comments or thoughts?
No, I think, table this, unfortunately, to the next council so we can have those maybe issues looked at, and then also maybe if there's the opportunity to possibly get a little bit more funding from the county or the reserve or whatever, when CAO reaches out or looks into this stuff, that maybe the post office can be open later for all the residents in those three locations, the county, the village, and the Eden Valley, can actually get in and get their mail at a nice time after work.
So I think that's a good idea.
Looked at the same time.
I think that's part of the recommendation
office workers that would have to be the ones responsible for opening and closing if they're able to get this.
Putting something into the agreement with the renter being the postmaster.
Yeah.
I agree. To allow residents and users to have access at a better access. We all work past 2:30 in the afternoon. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's definitely something to be taken into consideration, and I think it's the village supporting a business to try to find a way around our way through this issue of her having to cough up, because I don't like that idea that it comes out of pocket. I've never liked that idea. But there's definitely some more research and conversations to be had before we make any kind of a decision on a contract.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So we will table this discussion then for the new incoming council, and that'll give administration time to do some researching and some...
And maybe the postmaster as well.
Well, but CAO can sit with the postmaster and discuss new contract agreements. And then once those get hammered out, then it can be brought to new council as to the rate of rent that's going to be charged.
Yeah. Yeah. New contract, but also maybe helping
her
reach out to these other places as well.
100%.
See what can come of it.
Is that sufficient for you, Roy? We're good? So that's 11.5 is tabled until new council. So then we're moving on to 11.7.
Do we have to vote on the tabling or no? No, I don't think so, right? Because there is no real resolution made.
Yeah. Right? CAO, correct. You're good. You're giving us
correct.
Stamp of approval. Thank you. 11.7, Longview and Area Recreation Committee member applications. So...
How about we just do a motion to table it, just to make it clear a decision was rendered?
Sure, because I'll move to table the post office.
To me, it stands out a bit because we're switching to a whole new council, potentially. I think it's a little more important to be clear it was moved to the next council. So I think a motion is good. Please.
So, Dan, I will make that motion to table the post office decision.
Okay.
All in favor? Carried.
On the recommendation.
With all of the recommendations to carry forward to new council, 100%.
Thank you.
Good. So 11.7 is the Longview and Area Recreation Committee member appointments. We had applicants Ken Rogers, John Richmond, David White, and Faye Beal put in their desire. If I understand, four makes quorum, meets the requirements of our bylaw. And we've had our discussions. Is there anything publicly we want to discuss about any of these candidates?
No, I think they'll all
be great
at the...
I'm thrilled to see people that have sat on the former County Longview Rec Board step up to continue on. I appreciate all four of them for putting their names forward.
Absolutely.
So I'll call for a motion to accept the four applicants as the new Longview and Area Recreation Committee.
I will make the motion to accept Ken Rogers, John Richmond, David White, and Faye Beal as new Rec Board Committee members.
All in favor?
Carried. Congratulations, committee members. With that, administration will get them their bylaw and get them to sign the council procedures.
And code of conduct.
Code of conduct, that's what it is.
Sign
the code of conduct. And then I guess they can start next steps in establishing who sits in what position and doing rec board stuff.
A new council thing though too, right? They'll have their council liaison and everything like that.
That's
and
then true.
The next councilor probably
So what can they do? They have to wait until council is elected, or can they get together as a committee and start?
It's, if I may say, it's probably best to have council
a liaison there.
Yeah, have it all at the same time. It's a key role, and council is important. You know, it's a decision making.
Well, they're a committee of council, right?
Yeah.
So yeah,
but
I agree.
So therefore, I think you want to have that also in place before they kick off. So this is my recommendation.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But we can. If administration can let them know, congratulations, they've been appointed, and get them to do the code of conduct and give them the bylaw and any other probably code of conduct and council procedures as backup documents to help get them going. That would be wonderful. Woohoo! Is there anything else that concludes all of our business, I believe? We're done with the agenda?
and by the way, we did check there's no residents waiting to...
Yes, we did check there are no residents waiting to get in. Sorry, missed that in the order of operations.
Okay.
Eager to have those conversations.
So you can also, just before you adjourn, just maybe make mention there's an RCM report. We don't need to necessarily covered in detail, but it was in the package, and I did choose to just leave.
Oh, the RCMP report. That's right.
Just
because
it's on the agenda. There was no decision making required. I didn't want to disrupt the flow of the business into these other. So.
No, but we can accept that as information and presented
100%. Just want to acknowledge. Yeah.
Good.
And I'd like to say before we sign off, since I'm not running next council, that to the three of you, I enjoyed my time here with you all. Thank you. It's been an experience. Loved every second with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it has been. It's been an honor. We fulfilled what we said we would from day one. And I'm so pleased with what we brought to the table, three of us.
Yeah, I think we should be proud of ourselves for the way we worked together from beginning to end.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for reading my notes and reading my mind, because I agree. The last 4 years have been wonderful. Whew. It's been an honor to sit around the table with the trust and the connection and the shared purpose with the three of you. Roy, you're in on this too.
You are included in this as well.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
Longview's more than just a place. It's a community that's built on resilience and kindness and the strength of its people. And my love and passion for Longview has gotten stronger because of the time in office and sitting with you guys around the table. This role's had its challenges. There's no doubt, but it's given me the opportunity to learn and grow personally and professionally. I am very grateful and appreciative of having the two of you as council members to sit around the table and learn and grow in this position. And it's been wonderful having Roy come on as administration. We've tackled infrastructure concerns. We've tackled planning for the future of the village. We've tackled how we can keep the unique character of the village, and we've made every decision with the utmost respect for the community that we call home.
Yep.
And I want to thank all of the ratepayers that allowed me the privilege of serving for you and with you guys. Wow. Okay. So with that, I will call our final regular council meeting adjourned at 8:28 p.m. Best wishes to the incoming council.
Yep.